Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Where could this thing go? Because starting pitching, usually the key to pretty good baseball teams, and the Guardians have had that to go along with that lockdown bullpen.
Boy, have they. It has looked so good in the last month. It is starting to come together. It's starting to look like you're getting close to having that lockdown starting rotation that you had a couple of years ago when it was Kluber. And maybe, again, maybe not to that level because that level doesn't exist very often. But the Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, Clevinger, maybe not to that level, but it seems like the talent is starting to find its way there that they could start anchoring that starting rotation once again.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A guy who's been a key part of that rotation joins us right now, and we are happy to have him. Slade Ciccone, Guardian starter with us. Slade, good to have you with us. Thank you very much for your time.
Hello, Slade.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Well, man.
So are you, by the way. Congratulations. How are you feeling about the way that you're throwing personally?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
How are you feeling about the way you're throwing the baseball? Because you have been looking really good.
Well, thank you. I feel good about the way we're throwing the ball right now, just as a staff completely. We've been really consistent with our work and our approach here, and it's really paying off.
What has been the biggest difference for you from when you were with the Arizona Diamondbacks to now with the Cleveland Guardians? What's the biggest difference?
I think the diversity of the game plan for me is a really big key thing that's allowing me to have some of the results I'm having, and along with the consistency of commanding the baseball. We're using a pretty consistent 5.5, I would say, pitch mix because the cutter is starting to wrinkle its way in there, but a really consistent 5 to 6 pitch mix. The curveball and the sinker have been playing really, really well, especially last outing, and keeping the hitters guessing, man, not letting them just sit on one pitch or the other and, you know, get their G-hack off.
The last time out, you were terrific against the Athletics. I won't call them the Oakland A's because we're not allowed to anymore. But a 3-0 win, no runs, 6 hits. You had a walk. You had 3 strikeouts. You usually strike out more guys than that. But I thought, Slade, that was a really good – I thought it was great that you actually had only 3 strikeouts because guys were still putting the ball in play a little bit. You're using your defenders. You're not having to do it all yourself. Did anything – any eye-opening thing in that game for you? Because you could make the argument it was the best start you've had in the majors.
Yeah, so I give a lot of the credit there to Hedgie behind the plate that day. The first time through, we had some punchies. We got a 3-run lead, and we were – he specifically, but we were noticing how aggressive they were being. And with that 3-run lead, we kind of made the adjustment to say, hey, these guys are really swinging early. Let's attack with the sinker, the four-seam, the fastballs, and, you know, let them put it in play and see if we can, you know, really get some quick outs here. And that's exactly how it went. It was, you know, it wasn't that I wasn't striking guys out because the stuff wasn't there. It was there were not a lot of 2-strike counts. And that's a way better case scenario. One pitch out on a ground ball is better than a strikeout in my book every day of the week.
And
we were able to be really efficient those last 4 innings and keep the pitch count under 80 through 7, which was awesome.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you threw 78 pitches in 7 innings. Who does that? No, nobody does that anymore. That was really well done.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So you mentioned Austin Hedges. What's that relationship like between the pitchers and the catchers on this team, whether it's Hedges or it's Bo Naylor?
It's fantastic. I've had fantastic dialogue with both of them and working relationships with both. I've thrown to Bo quite a bit already. We have a great rapport and understanding of each other. And Hedges, he's like the godfather back there, man. I mean, that guy's brain works in baseball terms only, I swear. I mean, he's so smart with how he approaches the game back there, and he kind of just spreads that knowledge through the catchers, the pitching staff, and I feel like even the coaches. The coaches do a fantastic job too, but the way that he's able to, you know, take control of a game and really make in-game adjustments after that first time through the order is something that I admire a lot.
Slade Ciccone joining us, Guardians pitcher, who last year was a pitcher with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Guardians made a trade. They send a very, very productive hitter to Arizona, bring you back. And everybody's thinking, you hate to see Josh Naylor go, but this organization has a great history of identifying pitchers in other organizations and bringing them in here. Luis Ortiz with you right now, Corey Kluber, Mike Clevenger, Trevor Bauer. They've done this a lot, Slade. What was your reaction when you heard you were traded to an organization with that kind of a history and a great organization with a track record of developing pitchers?
Yeah, I was thrilled. As soon as I found out that I was going to Cleveland, I immediately was really excited because I went into last offseason knowing that I underachieved the year before and having some very specific goals on how to fix that and make adjustments for the next year. And as soon as I got on the phone with Cleveland, it was like we had been speaking the same language and thinking the same things, because all the things that I wanted to adjust and make better and add to my repertoire, they were thinking kind of the same thing, and they had some ideas and thoughts on how to do it. So marrying the what to the how was something that just fired me up as soon as I got to talk to these guys.
What's it like working with Carl Willis?
Gosh, he's the man. Oh, he's, you know, another pitching legend. What, 40 years in the show as a manager, a pitching coach? There's so much knowledge that can be taken from him and wisdom, but also I love the way he shows up the field every day, the exact same demeanor. Every mound visit is the same. It's calm. It's focused on the hitter, being productive, getting you refocused, giving you a breath. He knows the game of baseball so well, and it's even in the little things, you know, it makes the difference.
Slade Ciccone joining us, Guardian starter. I want to go personal and not baseball for a second. Mm-hmm. The name Slade rocks.
Thank you. It's an A-plus name.
That's a great name. Just so you know, you're not the only guy ever named Slade to pitch in the major leagues or to be in the major leagues. Slade Heathcott was in the majors in 2015, but so you're in a very small group.
Small group, yeah. There's only been a couple. There's another one actually coming up with Arizona. I got to meet Slade Caldwell, I think.
All right. So there might be three Slades.
There may be, yes. Slade versus Slade would be a really sick matchup.
That would be nasty,
man. The Slade Brotherhood. That's what we're here for.
When I looked something up today, I saw your middle name.
Yes.
I'm sure you're the only guy with the middle name Gustav playing in the major leagues.
Wait, Gustav?
This is what it said.
No, that must be some spoof. You got spooked.
No, what is it?
You got duped.
What's your middle name?
Gustav would be sick, though. That'd be Slade.
Wouldn't that Gustav be that'd be a name and a half?
That would be nasty.
What's your middle name?
Slade Devin. Devin Ciccone. Slade Devin.
Devin.
I might have to get that changed, though, or maybe
Gustav is way too even cooler than Devin.
Slade Devin Gustav Ciccone. I might have to go down to the courthouse.
Where'd your folks come up with Slade?
I from what I've heard, it's a baby name book that they were looking through. Dad picked Slade. Mom's favorite was Devin. It was Slade, Devin, Ciccone, and then my mom got first dibs on my brother's name.
Nice. And that is?
And my dad picked his middle name.
Yeah, go check your Wikipedia page. It says Slade Gustav Ciccone.
You know, I might, instead of changing the Wikipedia page, I might have to just change my name.
It's not a bad way to go. check with your mom, though, because, man, that's the last thing you need in your life is for your mom to be grumpy with you.
Giancarlo Stanton used to be Mike Stanton, right? Giancarlo used to be Mike.
Oh, yeah, I was a big Marlins fan. It took me a little while to stop calling him Mike.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
That could work. I have one other for you. Now yes. riddle me this one. I put two and two together, and I thought, there's no way. Apparently, mm-hmm. I'm sure when you grew up as a kid, you watched Mr. Rogers on TV, right? The PBS fame. Mm-hmm. He went to Rollins College there in Winter Park, Florida, where you're from.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And he wintered in your hometown. Did you ever run into Mr. Rogers around town?
I've never run into Mr. Rogers. No, my brother actually went to Rollins College. That's so funny.
Well, your brother and Mr. Rogers, so there you go.
Yeah, maybe he ran into him.
That might have been. You're part of a rotation that, mm-hmm. especially the last couple of times through the rotation, has looked really good. And this organization has always had great starting pitching, especially in recent years. The thing I love, all five of you guys right now are 25 or 26 years old. How's mm-hmm. the camaraderie of that group, Slade?
Oh, we're really tight knit. We're a close bunch of dudes. We spend most of the time with each other because we're on the same schedule, chopping it up in the dugout, in the training room, doing our recovery work together. We're very close.
All right. So then we've covered Hedgie. We've talked about Bo Naylor. You got a third catcher hanging around there, and Stephen Vogt as well. Is he butting his head in with all sorts of pitching ideas as well, or is he leaving it to the other two?
He's left it to the other two so far. I don't know behind the scenes what they talk about, but with the staff, he's kind of left it up to them. But I'm sure he's imparted some wisdom on the two catchers being, you know, having the career that he had.
Slade Ciccone joining us, Guardian starter. You mentioned when you immediately talked to the Guardians after the trade, you guys were on the same page. What have you seen from this organization in a pitching standpoint, Slade, that might be different than things you heard in the past, not just with Arizona, but, you know, when you were at Miami in college and all the pitching work you've done in your career? Because the reputation here is that this team knows what to do with pitching. What have you seen?
Yeah, I think kind of the beauty in the answer to that is there's not one thing that makes a pitcher, you know, great. When there's not a cookie cutter approach. There's not like a specific profile that everyone follows here. They do a fantastic job of marrying work with the training staff, of understanding your ranges of motion and where you excel at strength-wise, and figure out your best mechanics. And from there, they don't just look at, you know, TrackMan numbers to tell you what to throw. They look at shapes and tunnels and how certain things are going to play off each other, rather than just trying to analyze your pitches in a vacuum, which is really, really refreshing because it is, you know, pitching with your eyes rather than, you know, just you throw a good pitch, you trust your eyes. You don't have to look at a screen to tell you that it was good. And sometimes that screen will lie to you because it'll have maybe a little less movement or a little less this, but, you know, a hitter can't pick it up versus bigger movement, breaks earlier, hitter picks it up, it doesn't tunnel as well with another pitch. So they just have a very holistic approach to pitching here that doesn't put you in any sort of boxes. It allows you to be creative and be the best version of yourself much more fluidly.
That's really cool stuff.
Yeah,
so how much time do you spend on tunneling, if you don't mind me being slightly nosy? Because that's something you hear all over the place, of making all these pitches look as similar as possible. And, I mean, goodness, you go on Pitching Ninja's Twitter page and you'll see enough mm-hmm. tunneling to blow you away. How much time do you spend on that?
I think that is probably the most important aspect of what we do. And a lot of it comes down to making sure that your delivery and your release points are you don't want to say exact, but as close to the exact same on every pitch, because that's where tunneling starts, is in the delivery. If you're changing your delivery and your arm slot to throw a pitch and make it move more, it's going to be counterproductive because the hitter's going to be cued into it. They're going to, you know, every hitter can see every pitch and every metric of every baseball you've ever thrown. If you're doing something different on a pitch, they're going to know. So doing everything the exact same and trusting that even if it's got a little less movement, it's going to be more deceptive. And that's going to always play over just sheer movement.
All right. I saw on your Instagram page you're an avid fisherman. Have you hit Lake Erie yet?
So on the off day 2 days ago, I did very briefly. It was a hot day out, so I didn't do too much fishing, and the fish were pretty lethargic. But I caught my first freshwater drum, so that was cool.
Oh, nice. All right. That's awesome.
Well, here's hoping to get out there a whole bunch more and the fish start moving a little bit more as the water heats up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slade, thank you for your time. Great to have you with us. Wonderful talking to you. I'd consider Gustav. I mean, that's really cool. Either that or find out who in the heck did that to you.
I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. You never know. Maybe it'll come to fruition one day, and I'll be Slade Devin Gustav Spicone.
It's going to be awesome.
Don't tick off your mom. Don't tick off your mom.
I would add a second name. It would be two middle names.
That's not a bad idea.
Perfect.
That's not a bad idea. Continued success. Thank you, Slade.
Thanks, Slade.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Slade Ciccone joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.